you ready?
I
think you are. You're wearing pink. You're definitely ready. All right. Okay. So, hey, guys. I have another person who's very special to be talking to. Her name is Selena, and she is gorgeous in many different ways, looks and personality. Just so that you know that. And I actually met her a couple of days ago. She and I are in Hawaii together. My husband and her boyfriend are staying in the same house while they're here doing some work. So we come and we visit for 10 days during the holidays, relax. Yeah, get a tan and then do some work. And so, she and I were talking yesterday, and I was telling her about what I do, and she said, oh my God, do you know Neil Strauss? I said, yes, I know Neil Strauss. She said, I read that game, or that book, The Game, and I was like, oh my God, and we started talking about it, and then I said, can I interview you on this topic, because I love what you're saying right now. So that's what this conversation is going to be about. It's about The Game, and really about a female's perspective on the pickup artist industry, pickup artists in general. But so you and I were talking yesterday, and we were discussing the book, The Game. So why don't you explain how you got the book and why it was interesting to you?
I basically started reading the book because I met a guy when I was traveling, and I really liked him. And then things started to go wrong, and he was reading the book, The Game, and making all these moves on me that I was just... why are they doing that? Like, him and his friend would say certain weird things to me, and I'm like, what is going on? And then one of his friends told me that they were reading this book, The Game. So I thought I'd check it out, and I read it, and I was hooked.
You were hooked on it. Yeah, so then did you use it to go pick up women after?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hundreds of women. I just couldn't stop myself. No, but it was good in both respects, because it made me see why they were doing what they were doing, why it was working on me, which... embarrassing to say it was, and yeah, I could use it vice versa.
So what was it about the techniques that they were using in the game that worked on you, and what does that mean that it worked on you?
It just got me to think they were mysterious. It just got to do exactly all the things that it was claiming to do, so I'd be more intrigued if they, like we were talking about, if they suddenly left the room, or slight little negs would get me more in. I don't know, I just want to know more about them, or they just sound interesting, or they'd be confident, and that's quite a big thing for a girl to, I think.
To be with somebody that's confident? Yeah. And, but so then, what did those actions actually do to you? Because it did, it made you more intrigued,
yeah.
But it also, in terms of partnership with this person, did it put you into a good place, or a bad place, or...?
A bit of both, because it obviously worked and we got together, but then it did also make me feel a bit insecure at times. But obviously it just worked for the first part, which is to get someone.
And
then it didn't work after that.
Why is that?
Because I think he just wanted to carry on doing that.
But let's say he wanted to carry on being in a relationship with you and be a good guy.
Yeah.
But would it have worked for you if he consistently or kept up with that character that he was
not
showing you?
Not consistently, no.
And why?
Just because it makes you... it's just a way to get someone. It just enhances traits that you think you're interested in, which you are. But then if they carry on like that the whole time, they clearly... they must be doing it to 100 other people as well.
Is that what you think? Or is it just that they... or do you think that they're... a jerk, or do you think... What do those characteristics that they show... what are the characteristics that they're showing with these actions? With pickup actions. So things like you were talking about before, where if you were hanging out with them, they would just get up and go to the bathroom,
yeah,
rather than saying, I'm going to the bathroom.
If you got that long term, then you just meet someone... you'd be with someone that wasn't very considerate, I guess. Who... I don't know, they... one of the traits was, like, always being center of attention, center of the room, which is kind of attractive at the beginning, but if someone was always like that, I think it would get too much for them, and they'd just get too cocky, and then they'd end up turning into an idiot, which is exactly what he did.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked and it was attractive, but then I think he just took it too far. And I don't think he's like that now. I think he's realised what he didn't know when to stop, and that it's normal again. But.
Okay. So it's about finding a nice balance. So it,
yeah.
So you're saying it does give it's guys that little
up.
Edge.
Yeah, it's good for picking up. But then once you've got that person, it's basically just, like, it's good to get someone, to get someone's attention, and then just be yourself.
Because it's exciting, right?
Yeah.
But so, like, let's say a guy did get you by being exciting, and when you're sitting at a table with him, he just gets up and goes to the bathroom. Which, okay, I'll explain why that actually is exciting. Because a guy goes to the bathroom without announcing it. You have no idea where he's going. Mm. You do feel a second. You're like, oh, that fear of rejection.
Yeah.
Like, is he coming back? Where is he going?
Yeah.
Why has he left me? Am I not interesting? It does put you in an insecure place. Which, that's completely in your control. It's not his responsibility to make sure that you're okay at all times. Especially not in the very beginning stages. Then he comes back from and he says, oh, I was just in the toilet or I was in the bathroom. And then you calm down again. But you're already excited. So it puts you in that excited place.
Yeah.
So what if a guy picked you up that way? And then the next day, he was what? He was nice. Is that a bad thing?
No.
But it's not exciting anymore. So would you still be hooked?
Well, then that personality comes out. That's when you see if you're generally work with someone or not.
So would you think that a guy should keep up that behavior? Even though it's not him?
No, not for a long period of time. I mean, it's just enough to get you on the same level sometimes, because obviously some people need a bit of a confidence boost. So they need to, everyone acts slightly different when they first meet someone. Like everyone does, even the people that haven't been taught how to, they do. Like you're just more agreeable and you just, everything about you changes slightly. But as long as you know when to stop that. It's just to get someone's attention. And then once you've got their attention, you can show them the real side.
Yeah. And what if somebody doesn't like that real side?
Bugger.
Yeah, they can say that louder.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Bugger
no, that's
yeah.
true. They can bugger
yeah,
off if they don't like who you really
that
are.
Does. There's a million people that do.
Do you think that there's other things that they could be doing instead of negging? Because I heard this one neg from another pickup artist where they were saying, you know what, try saying this compliment to a woman. Oh, you know what, you look really hot, but if you were to cut your hair and dye it brown, you would look super sexy.
Yeah, to be honest, negs don't work on me. The rest worked, but if someone said that to me, I'd just be like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You're just
and,
being rude.
And so, same with me.
There's a difference between, like, getting up from a table, for example, shows, well, for me anyway, that I don't like guys that are needy and I know it doesn't directly show, but they're kind of independent and they're kind of...
They're doing their own thing.
Pardon?
They're doing their own thing.
Yeah, they're not... They don't want your approval, but not in a... It's hard to notice the difference, but...
Difference is that if they consistently do that throughout your relationship...
Yeah.
And
to what extent? I mean, going to the toilet, that's fine, but going and leaving you for 2 hours in a club, that's not cool.
Right.
You know, there's a certain extent where... We've gone for a minute, that's whatever, that's fine, that's cool.
Yeah, that's mysterious
fine.
And exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other thing
you
that you described as being a dick.
Yeah, when to...
I've got curry on me. On my arm. What was my... I was
when something's actually going to hurt someone. Like, it's fine to keep someone worrying for a minute. You know, they're not genuinely worrying, they're just, like, confused. But doing that for 2 hours, that's not cool.
Yeah.
I've had someone do that.
Really? Left you for 2 hours?
Told me they were going, that they should meet with this club, and I was outside the club, and then they were like, oh no, I'm over here. And it's just like, why, what are you doing?
Really?
You're
well, that's
playing mind games with me, just to get control.
Yeah, and that's not
which,
exciting or fun. And that's the bad boy that I'm talking about, because I, on my site, I always talk about nice guy versus bad boy.
Mm.
And I tell guys, I'm like, I don't know who started this rumor that being a nice person is
no.
a bad thing.
No.
It's actually the best thing in the entire world. Because no girl is sitting around saying, oh my God, I can't wait till I meet an unreliable asshole. Exactly.
It's
no, it's not what we want. But what men see consistently is women giving into this bad boy behavior, like the behavior that you're talking about. Why do we give into this behavior?
Well,
and is it what we really want?
Nah, I mean, personally for me, it's, like I said to you before, like, a lot of the characteristics that come along with being a bad boy women find attractive, which is confidence, sexy, and can talk to women, and can talk to guys, make people laugh. All of that independent, whatever, just does her own thing, doesn't rely on anyone. All that comes, that's sexy. And that usually comes with someone being an idiot, because you've got to be kind of arrogant to sometimes think like that. But then it's not the arrogance we like, it's the rest. And usually it comes with it, but there's a couple out there, and hopefully you guys, who aren't like that. You have...
You have everything. Well, you can say your boyfriend is one of those guys.
Yeah, my boyfriend's exactly the same. Like, he's very similar to all the other idiots that I've dated. Like, initially, when you first meet him, he's confident, he's funny, and you assume he'd be an idiot. Because he's got all those qualities, and he could abuse people, and he could take advantage of people, and he could make people feel insecure. He's very good at talking to people, but he doesn't, because he's got morals.
Yeah.
He's got, which...
And he's a nice guy.
Yeah. He's like the nicest guy ever, which most guys... And ironically, he's friends with all the guys that are idiots, because they've got similar personalities, but his is just like... He's got a good core, which... Bad boy you can put up with for about, I don't know, a week or two, or even a month, but it destroys you mentally. Completely destroys you mentally. Whereas someone who's genuine inside lasts. Hopefully
be. Yeah, no, I agree. And what is it about this bad boy? So you just said it destroys you. So why is it? Because I have lots of guys who write in saying, there's this great girl, I really like her. Mm. I think she likes me too, but she has a boyfriend that she complains about all the time, that treats her horribly, that doesn't really respect her. Why does she stay with him? Why do you think that a woman would stay with this bad boy if he's no good?
Well, he might have those qualities that we talked about, which is quite addictive. And it's rare to find a nice guy who has both. A lot of girls stay with people just because of routine. They're too scared to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me and a lot of my friends, we don't want to prove that we're wrong, like that we've misjudged a character, and we want to prove, no matter what it takes, that this person is a good person, and they're not, you know? At the end of the day, I've had to accept that my judgments were flawed, or they were very good liars.
Yeah.
Either way. And they're not that good people that you think they are, but we try and prove it for months, years.
Yeah, we hold on.
Yeah. To
try and change the asshole.
And to prove that we haven't wasted 2 years of our lives. So many of my friends have done that. Been in relationships for, one of them, 5 years, trying to prove to herself that she didn't waste those 3 years beforehand.
Yeah.
With an asshole, which is what she did, and she should have just cut her losses, but...
And now she's at 5 years. And
yeah.
So what does that do? When you said it destroys you, what does it do to you? Like, does it harm you for your future relationships?
Yeah, like, totally. I totally got destroyed by all of them.
So what did that do? Like, when you would meet other guys?
Well, I wouldn't believe a word they said.
Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't... I generally got to the point... At one stage where I thought I was so unattractive, I'd see every different girl that they would talk to, and, even if she was absolutely disgusting, I'd find something that she had better than me, or imagine it. Imagine, oh, she must be super sexy, or she must be super intelligent, or she must just super kind, and all these qualities, one of them I not have, or something, it was so destroying. Physically, yeah. Mentally, I'd think I was. And I wasn't even in proper relationships with these guys, and it still affected me.
And then then for other guys that would come and approach you, would you just be like, no?
When my boyfriend came, I wouldn't believe that he could genuinely be a good guy. But he's quite persistent.
Is he? Is that what it was?
I still am super insecure. And he just constantly reassures me that, just telling me over and over again. Like, it's not cool to tar guys with the same brush. Like, yeah, one's treated you like an asshole. The other one won't, and it's really hard to...
Well, if you see the same behaviors, you would think, okay, here's another one exactly the same.
But you have to, and that's the hardest part.
So what does it mean that he was persistent?
Every time I'd get insecure, freak out, he'd talk me through it.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was actually, you were dating him in the very beginning, obviously. Like, you're saying he would talk you through an insecurity while you were dating.
This, what, love?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but how did he get to be dating you? Because if you had this barrier up, how would he have broken through it?
I had a barrier up for quite a while. I have, like, an initial barrier, which is just, it's quite, I can still get close to someone, but then there's this point, and I just won't go any further than that. And I just can't let myself emotionally go there. Physically, I can go there, and half emotionally, and then suddenly it'll just stop, and then I just freak out.
Really?
Yeah. Which
and, but he's, he witnessed he spotted several that.
Times. Yeah. It wasn't hard to spot.
Really? Yeah. You would just freak out and
I would just freak out and cry and just fall completely. And just because of who he is, he managed to get me through it.
Which is great, which now you lean on him so much more.
Yeah. Because
he can handle that tension.
And now I've realized, yeah.
Because a lot of guys would actually freak out over that behavior.
They'd be like,
all right, see ya, it's done. But that's how you realize that you're with a good person.
But yeah, exactly. Someone who's good. Even if he didn't, I don't believe, even if he didn't like him as much, he still would have supported me. Do you know what I mean? He would have been okay, like, okay, I know I'm not the guy for you, I don't. It's not, but he would have still, because that's the guy he is. Still would have supported me as a friend, even if he didn't like me as much. But it's taken a lot to carry me. These guys I wasn't weren't even in a relationship.
Just so now that you've gone through this experience with the bad boy, do you think, let's say you weren't in a relationship now, do you think that you would ever get into that situation again? Or if you did?
If I had met my present one, no, I'd never go back. I might have done it again if I had met another one, if I hadn't met a guy I'm with now.
Well, what about your female friends? So for them, and you said that they're in relationships currently with guys who are jerks, and they're doing it for a lot longer than you did. How do you think they'll be once they finally get out of it?
They'll be how I was 3 years ago. Like every girl has, and guy probably, has to go through it.
Yeah.
And I know a girl who's 30-odd now, and she's been in relationships up until now, and she's going through it now at 30. Like, I don't think, it's just something you have to, you know, and she thinks she's attracted to bad boys. So many of my friends have said that. It's like, no, you're not. What do you like about them? And I make them list what they like about them. No one has listed, I don't like the fact that he doesn't call me. It's not on the list.
So sexy.
Yeah. I love the fact that he sleeps with me and it never means him. Nah, no one yeah. likes that.
So, yeah.
They list all the other things.
They list the other things that you listed.
Yeah.
Confidence, comfort, mystery a little bit, excitement, independence.
I think a lot of it is confidence. Just, for me anyway, I like someone who, if I do an action, they won't get insecure over it. That's why I like confident guys. I don't want to feel like I have to call someone. And I do. I'm very reliable. But that takes the pressure off if they're confident. And that's, for me, what the big deal is.
Well, it sounds like you're saying you just want them to have emotional control.
Yeah. And rationality.
Mm-hmm. And not let their emotions drive them.
Yeah.
No, this is really helpful. So then overall, from after reading the game and reading about pickup artists, do you think that being a pickup artist and using these tactics are helping men or are they hurting men?
It depends which man, in my opinion. Like, the ones that I know that have read it, didn't really need to read it. I understand that some people need, you know, that some people aren't confident, some people aren't naturally can hold up a conversation in a room, talk to anyone. I personally can't. I can't talk to anyone when I first meet them. And I understand that it's...
Yeah, then you don't shut up.
Yeah. I understand that, yeah. Some people do need it, for sure. And I think it benefits them, but you've got to know when to stop.
When
you're hurting someone, that's the line. As you know, if it's just increasing your potential, that's fine.
What do you think about guys who peacock?
We all do it.
You wear boas and top hats?
No, I go out in a fancy dress. That's what girls do. We go out in a beautiful dress. We go out in a fancy dress. Everyone knows if you go out in a fancy dress, everyone will talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, it's just subconscious what other people do. I didn't rationally think about why it would be like, someone's birthday, let's go out in a fancy dress. But that's what, because 100 guys would talk to us.
Yeah.
Or for whatever reason.
But what about for guys?
What do I think is?
Like, what? When do you think, like, peacocking? Because some of these guys wear, like, leotards and carry purses.
I think it's innocent. I think it's funny. Yeah. Whatever works. I mean, it does work. I know it works, for sure. Because I've done it a million times. I'll stop. Even after the read the book, I'd be doing it. I'd be like, stop doing it. You know? Like,
but you were doing it naturally, then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So what about... You were talking about inconsistency in characters yesterday, where there's a guy who was saying a line, and you were like, no, you're not supposed to be saying that line. That line should not be coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Was that because he wasn't owning that line?
He just didn't quite seem comfortable saying it.
Okay.
Maybe it was a bit too much for him, or, like, it should just emphasize what you already got just a little bit more. Rather, I think he was just saying something that was just totally on him. And if I had responded, he would have responded,
what do I do now?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I think it's more just about emphasizing what you've got. Like, if you can get away with being leotard, do it.
Oh, I completely agree. if it's yours and you like it and you're like, damn, I look freaking good and I feel confident wearing this. 100%. Wear a leotard. Wear a tutu if you want. Yeah. But if it's uncomfortable.
But Lago's peacocking. He used to always go out in a little shirt and tie and a lot of... I worked in the bar industry in England, and all the guys would go out after work in their little waistcoats. And it seems like you're not peacocking, but they are.
Oh, you're dressing up. Like, you still want to look good and feel good.
They're going to work, okay? But for some reason, they're in blazers and all this, and they keep on their little bar.
Yeah.
You know, the thing where you keep all your tools and all sorts of stuff, they keep on their little apron. So everyone knows they work in the bar. That's
really?
Blatant peacocking. So the girls were like, oh, you work here, blah, blah, blah. But everyone does it. We just don't know.
So. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's just when it's not really you.
Yeah, I think
weird.
You just need to emphasize you. Something that you necessarily wouldn't. You go, oh, I shouldn't, just do it.
Yeah.
But if it's completely like, what, don't do it.
Yeah, because you will not be comfortable.
Yeah, exactly, you're just like an idiot because you'll be uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's like being a bridesmaid when they tell you what to wear.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like a big fat cow right now in this dress. I feel disgusting and uncomfortable, and I'm not going to have a good time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like
you should just be an enhanced, like what you would do if no one was watching rather than what you would never do.
Okay. No, I love this. I love this conversation. I wonder how long we've been talking for now. No, I think it's really good. I think that's really all that I wanted from you, so thank you.
That's all right.
And if you want to get in touch with Selena, just joking. Thank you.